Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got emails about going back to an old hookup and a phone plan problem. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. That's right. We're stateside, baby.
You're back.
I'm back. They brought me in. This is me coming in on the ship, waving my hand.
We're all at the dock.
You guys are all at the dock. Shelby's there, the live, you know, Feather Nation audience. Hello, Feather Nation. I have arrived. I bring from London good tidings.
A lot happened while you were there.
And crumpets.
A lot happened. That's right. A lot. The world changed while I was there.
Prime Minister.
New Prime Minister. That's what happens. Listen, when J Train comes to town.
Pretty big coincidence, if you ask me.
A lot of coincidence. You know, it ain't no coincidence. J-Train comes down, they look around, they go, we got to change shit here.
J-Train solved Brexit.
That's right.
Uh-oh, guest chiming in early.
Listen, we're going to get to the guest in a second.
I didn't know that was the policy. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
We have no policies. We're happy to have you. I am pumped to be here in the U.S. of A. Oh, does it feel good. London was a blast. The shows, great audiences in London. I got to say, you know, they don't get credit for that. They're polite.
Mm-hmm. No heckling.
No heckling. There's, you know, people yell out, but it's more that, you know, what I found about London is they don't get offended in the way maybe an American audience can get offended. What I mean by that is sometimes an American audience, if they're ready to be offended, you'll say something and they're like, nah, get them off the stage. Don't, no. They said, he said something I feel uncomfortable with. Get him off. Mm-hmm. And then you can't come back from it. London, if you say something, they'll go, ooh, oh, okay,
let's
keep coming.
Let's see where he's going with this.
Let's see where he's going with this. Yeah, London's got a lot of let's see where he's going with this in them. Mm-hmm. So great time in London. Great time in New York City this weekend. Yeah. Wow. I did a show. I did like the biggest. I talked about this on Coffee with J Train on your Patreon, baby. Also, tonight is the Super Bowl Bachelorette finale.
How are you?
Well, it was last night and now tonight. It's up on my Instagram story, so you can go watch it right now if you're listening on a Tuesday.
This is kind of like the World Series for you.
It's
and
a big
like
day.
You're pitching on 2 days rest here.
I know. And listen, I do this for the fans. Mm-hmm. I do this for the squad. It's a big night for me. I'm feeling a lot of pressure. I got to perform tonight. We're doing the podcast now. But tonight is like, you know, this is game seven.
Yeah. It's all the marbles.
All the marbles. And tomorrow I'm taping This Week at the Cellar for Comedy Central.
Jesus Christ.
And one of the topics, you know, they do stand-up that's in the news for the week. One of the topics is The Bachelorette. So now I feel even more pressure.
It's going to be you the whole episode.
They
could do 22 minutes of you.
I don't see that happening, but I would love for that to happen. But I'm pumped to be back. Let's bring on our guests. I'm very excited to have him here. A new guest alert. Ring that bell, Shelby. Okay. Yeah, flame. There we go. New guest alert. Very excited to have him here. Hilarious comic, Matthew Broussard. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
I invited myself.
No, you didn't. You're in. Yeah, I'm pumped.
Thank you. You
can go. I mean, you have a lot of stand up out there that people can go find right now.
I got some clips online.
Yeah,
thank you.
Fantastic comic. You're all going to love him. Go follow him on Instagram at Monday Punday. At Monday Punday. Explain the Monday Punday name to the people.
So I have a website called MondayPunday.com. It's something I started about 9 years ago. I draw little cartoons, and you have to solve it. It's like a visual pun. And I post one every Monday.
It's very cool. I see them. It's it's one of the, it's like a magic eye. When you, and then when you get it, you go, oh, there yeah. it is.
It's the closest I'll get to a Def Jam reaction out of white people, weirdly. When people solve it, they're like, oh, yeah, like yeah. You can watch
it is
some nerdy people.
I mean, I just did that. That's true. You, because when it appears to you, when you figure it out, yeah.
Yes.
It's like you do. It is funny that for white people, figuring out a pun is the top of the charts. There's like, can you bring that, you know, that, shit.
Aren't Londoners especially like that?
Yes. Yeah. Man, your puns would kill it in London.
I know.
People just dancing in the streets doing fucking spin moves. So all of you guys, go follow Matthew Broussard on Instagram at Monday Punday, and also MondayPunday.com for all the puns and his dates. Pittsburgh, coming to you. You're going to Pittsburgh, Long Island. So all at MondayPunday.com. Very pumped to have you here. You have a girlfriend. We get into the personal aspects of people's lives. How long have you been with your girl?
3 years.
3 years, and you live together.
We live together.
How has that been?
So we were dating distance. I was in LA. She was in Austin when we started dating. We did that for about a year, and then she understood that it was LA or New York for me, and looked for jobs in both. Found a better one in New York, so we moved together to New York City.
That's cool.
That's kind of crazy. Of like. In terms of living together, you kind of want to like, we lived together before we lived in the same city. And New York, sharing a space in New York City is not exactly dipping a toe in how do we function as roommates.
Sure, but at least you're doing it together.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's an aspect of it like, yeah, you're moving into New York City together. You're in a cramped apartment. You're on top of each other.
We had three other roommates.
Oh, yeah, my God,
when
really?
When we first moved here, yeah.
Okay, so that's even crazier, but at least you're going through it at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, because I think New York or LA or any new city, if you get comfortable and then they come and then you have to go through their discomfort, at least the uncomfortable is happening at the same time.
We built our New York City immunity as a unit.
As a unit.
And New York is a very, I've been told it's a very lonely place if you're single.
Sure.
So neither of us really had to experience that.
Yeah. I think that's the reason this podcast has been pretty successful with people. There's commiseration in telling your story, hearing that other people are going through the same thing. But we're going to get to the emails in a second. Shelby's here on the ones and twos.
I get it. That's a good pun.
What was that?
Number one and number two.
Oh, shit.
And
Wow. You got it right away. Holy shit. We're here with a professional pun figure outer. Listen, let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm very excited.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending them in. The emails keep getting better and better. Delusional. That's the name of this one. Okay.
It's my favorite rapper.
We'll get right to it. I dated a guy for 2 months at the end of 2018. It was going great, but then I felt him pull back, asked what's up. He said he was hesitant to bring someone into his life because of work. He works literally 80 hours plus a week, and that was why his last relationship ended. He was going away for a few weeks, and he said he wanted time to think about things. When he got back, he said he was happy to continue seeing me casually, but couldn't commit to more right then. So we ended it. Fast forward 6 months, I randomly message him for advice on something work-related, and she writes in parentheses, genuinely. He asked if I wanted to hang out, and to summarize, we've hung out twice. I initiated the second. The first time was a bit of a late-night hookup, but the second time was pretty nice. Sober hang and a sleepover. I'm aware that right now this is just hookup territory, but it has definitely reignited feelings. I get the sense that he likes me too, but as silly as this may sound, he is purposely not allowing himself to give into it because of work past experience feels like it will be an added responsibility. I was actively dating in the 6 months that we were in contact, but didn't meet anyone. I feel majorly connected to and excited about, didn't connect to anyone that I was excited about. It's rare that I find someone I really like and compatible with, so want to give this another shot, but I don't know the right move. I don't want to fall into the trap of casual hookups with me hoping it will become more. I would appreciate your brutal honesty. Firstly, do you think there's any merit to what I'm saying? Secondly, if I'm going to give this a shot, how should I go about doing it? I'm typically all about honest conversations, but I don't think I can throw my feelings at him just yet. What do you think?
Oh, I just want to say thank you for such a sincere message. That's really like honest and vulnerable.
It's
and
a real email.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
It's a great email. It's a very relatable thing.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, dating in a, you know, she writes, I always find it hard to find someone I'm compatible with. Yeah, welcome to dating. Like,
yes.
Like, this isn't easy. If it was easy, everyone would just know the right person for them and wouldn't have to go through all the shit that gets in the way. So your experience of it, not, I don't connect with a lot of people. Nobody connects with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's so rare.
You know?
Yeah, even and good enough isn't. You know, there's, it's
sure.
that bar, you know, when you
good
surpass that standard.
Good enough isn't is a great kind of mantra for someone that's dating.
Yeah, it really know? Is. What's the other version of a, if it's not hell yes, it's fuck no.
Interesting.
That's the other as well.
Yeah.
That it was the dating advice given
How
to me.
How did you meet your girl?
Instagram.
Really?
I was a fan. She was a professional swimmer who I was a big fan of.
Now, you say big fan of a professional swimmer.
I am as big of a fan as you are of sports. I am of swimming.
Of swimming. Okay.
I love swimming.
So you were in the swimming
it.
World. You're a swim. You were.
I wasn't. I swam club. I okay. swam for. I wasn't good. I swam a lot, but I was very slow.
There but are, you're saying that in the world of swimming where you know what fast is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were probably good for every Joe and Jim.
Sure. I get a lap pool I could clean up, but yeah. There are 11-year-old girls who are faster than me at my peak at age 20.
Like, is Ledecky, like, to you, like, a superhero?
She's up there. There are other people who... Yeah, I mean, she's arguably the best. She's arguably the best of all time. You put Phelps in that lineup. Ledecky's really... Yeah. Yeah, she's really good.
I mean, she's... I heard she just lost something.
She
swam in high school.
Meet, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I swam in high school, and I was into the breaststroke.
That's mine.
In and out of the pool. That's right, baby.
Sink train.
That's right.
High five.
And then we high five to death. So you're following her as a... I gotta imagine, though, she's getting... Like, a DM from a guy being like, I'm a fan of your swim career. Does that feel weird for her, you think, or no?
Do you want to hear the whole story?
Yeah.
It's a little weird. So I had followed her, big fan of her, and I had some friends in common because the swimming world, even though I was bad, is pretty small.
Sure.
And I had been following her, and randomly she started following me. And I learned later it was through a friend who was someone in the comedy and swimming world who showed my comedy to her. I had no real clips online yet. It was cool that she followed me.
Yeah.
But she had liked some of my posts and I had liked some of hers, and that was it. We didn't
tap it on the window.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then I was at my apartment in LA in West Hollywood, and I saw her on Bumble, and I was like, oh shoot,
here we go.
She's in LA for some reason. I took a screenshot. I swipe right. I waited a few minutes, and I was like, you know what? This is stupid. Why would I wait to match?
Sure.
We already have a DM open. You know.
Interesting.
So I sent her that screenshot.
It's so funny.
And I
what
said, hey,
saying.
Are you in LA?
Yeah.
And she said, immediately responded, no, I left. That must have been from a few. She goes, no, I left a few weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
The crowd is upset. Yeah.
But if you're ever doing comedy in Austin, let me know. Here's my number.
Sure.
So instantly, like, and we texted for about a month, and then I was there and we started dating immediately. Here's the funny part.
Okay.
When I sent that screenshot, Instagram crops tall photos, it crops the top and the bottom.
Okay.
Off. So it didn't have the Bumble logo in it. So it just looked like I sent her a picture of herself and knowledge of her location.
Yeah, yeah, you're in LA.
Yeah.
Well, that's the funny. The funny part about that is like every yeah.
And she responded. Bad judgment, Laura.
Well, the thing is, everyone's creepy until you're attracted.
Yeah.
You know, like that whole story though.
And I had a referral through our friend Spen.
You had the referral, but you know what I've noticed about dating now, and it's someone. You know, there's a lot of like, it's very easy to put yourself in a position to not get brutally turned down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I mean by that is like, you see her on Bumble, okay? You didn't even get a swipe right. You didn't even get a match.
We never matched.
That's the thing. So you're sitting there going, well, she hasn't seen me yet.
Right.
In your mind. Women, sometimes I've noticed the difference between men and women on dating apps is women swipe right, don't get a match, and they go, well, he said no. And men go, he haven't seen me yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a major confidence thing on these apps.
Fragile egos.
Yeah. So but then you're like, well, of course, this is stupid. I'll message over DM. And it's like, you know, someone else, you know, we've had people write in the past where they go, he messaged me over DM because he saw me on a dating app. How weird is that? It's like, well, you just weren't into it.
Right.
You know, like,
and in my mind, it was, I'm usually failure averse. I usually never put myself out there. I was not one of those good guys who could approach girls.
But you had a lot of good signals. You had the likes on the picture. You had the follow. You had a lot of yes signs.
I had some, but more in my mind, it was one of those moments of, I really like this girl.
Yeah.
I'm willing to risk rejection for a chance.
Because
I don't think I would have one another way. And this to me is like a crazy thing that if I let this one slide,
yeah.
I make it sound like a sports movie, but it was in my mind, I was like, if you let this slide, you're a coward. You should risk failure and public rejection and for a chance at this.
And it's funny, but from her side, like as far as the DM game is concerned, the spectrum of which someone's DMing you is crazy. It goes from you, who's honestly coming in going, I like this person. I'm interested. I'm genuinely interested in the personality I've seen online, to chick's hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
You know, like, chick's hot, I'll take my chance.
Yeah.
Let's meet up late night.
Yeah.
You know, there's two, you know, those are two ends of the spectrum.
Right.
How do you sift through them all? You know, and that's kind of where this girl is with this email. She's going back to a guy. He's inviting her into his life again. And she's going, well, what is it? Is he for real or is he just, yeah, this dick is here? You know, like, and it's a wide spectrum and she's trying to not get fucked by it.
And you and I can both heavily relate to being very invested in work to the point where it damages our personal relationships.
Of course.
But I would also say you and I both have girlfriends, and I think this is true of me. When I met Laura, I was able to make the time.
Sure.
Yeah. And I was, I'm sure the person emailing this is, she sounds wonderful. She sounds thoughtful. It seems like, and maybe he could be, there were points in my career where I'm glad I didn't meet Laura then because it would have been really hard.
It would have been
hard.
Very tough, yeah.
And I had a little bit more time. But if you can make the time, on this one, I would think it's not worth investing.
I'm with you.
As hard as that is to hear, and I'm very sorry, I would let him make it, if he wants to, if things come around and he wants to make it official.
Here's the problem with, I'm not ready to commit guy or girl, anyone in this position where they're the ones going, it's just not time for me. It ends and then they're pleasant and then you come back to them. Here's the issue. They've already established what they'll give you. So for him, he's like, yeah, listen, the doors are open from 9 to 5. I'm here. Come to the store. And then she goes, well, I want you to be open till 6. And he goes, we're closed, baby. Gotta go. So then she goes, I hear you. Fine, I'll leave. And then she goes, you know what? I need something from that guy's store again. She comes back to the store and she goes, during the open hours. And then she goes, and then she's wondering, well, maybe this time he'll stay open till 6. He's not going to do it. He's already established his store hours. He's happy to have you come from 9 to 5, but he ain't going to go to 6. And it's like, what you're signing up for right now is another ride on the merry-go-round.
It sounds like that.
That's what it sounds like. So, because the thing is about being casual with someone is, and not getting too emotionally invested, which it sounds like this guy's doing. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there going, I can lose you.
Yeah.
I can have you until it runs its course again. And so for that reason, if I'm her, it's not worth it.
It's not, I'm not saying there's no chance, but there's a much greater chance that you'll get hurt in this process.
You have to be willing to be told no if you want to make it work. If you want to make it work, you can say, the next time he texts you to hang out, you can go, hey, listen, I'm down to hang with you, but it's got to be in a dating scenario. It can't
I agree.
Just be a
An ultimatum would be a good middle ground on this.
Yeah, but like ultimatum gets such a bad bad press, the word ultimatum. It's more just saying,
establishing your worth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, hey, I'm looking to date you. I'm not looking to just hang.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be okay with him going, no, I've told you before. These are the store hours.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Ooh, I like this one.
And do you have, circling back just a second.
Sure.
I feel like my time is a major currency in our relationship because I'm always trying to give her more of it and that's the thing she wants more of.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if you have the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, like the idea that we work at night and then we're doing
travel
and then you're tired and we do a podcast during the day and it's, you know, and it's like, okay, well, when do we do dinner? You know, and you're like, yeah, we're going to figure out dinner. And it's like, if you're there for it, you'll work for it.
Right.
You know, and you'll make it happen. I like this one because you've done this. Long distance phone plan.
Okay.
Papa JT, I'll get right to it. My boyfriend of 2 years won't add me to his phone plan. Is this a sign we're on different pages in our relationship? A little backstory. We're both in our 30s in a long-distance relationship. Dated in college, have known each other for a long time. We are planning to move and meet in the middle within the next 6 months to a year and start a life in the same city. I've been on a family phone plan forever, and it's time to get my own. Don't judge me. Yes, I'm 30. No judgment here.
Same, though.
Yeah.
31.
Yeah. 34. And I got off it and then went back to it. I got off my family plan because it was a big fight that I was using data and no one knew how to do it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, fuck it. I'm going on my own. And then my dad was like, hey, listen, there's a new plan we found that if we all match up, it'll be this much a month as opposed to, and it's like, okay, well, now I'm back with the family thing. We both have good jobs and make good money. I joked a few weekends ago that he should just add me to his and I'd pay half the bill every month. He shrugged it off. This past weekend, it came up again and I asked him to put me on his plan and he outright said no. Not in a mean way, but said, I should just bite the bullet and get my own plan. My thoughts are, if we will be sharing bills in the future, then why not just start now? Am I wrong, or is this a sign that he's not invested as I am? I love this email because this is the podcast of luxury issues. There's no more luxury issue than this, but I think it's
deeper.
I want
600 thread count, and he wants 800 thread count.
So what do you think? Do you think this is a sign of something more, you know, pressing?
No, I don't think it is, because that's a constant thing in my relationship too, of very small gestures being interpreted by my girlfriend as a lack of respect,
sure,
or a lack of commitment. I've definitely had so many.
Well, it is interesting to me.
That. And in my mind, I was like, it's not about that. It's yeah.
But then is it? Like, because to me, I think
he's willing to move for you.
Well, like, he claims. This
that
is
was
the problem.
When the 6 to 12 months come up, I was like, I want to hear in 6 to 12 months what that number is.
I don't like anything that's like, you know, they say
tentative.
Boyfriend of 2 years. Okay. They dated in college. They're 30 now. Okay. So
interesting.
So they
sounds like a sitcom.
Sitcom, but like there's things to unpack. There's okay.
Yes.
Dated in college, didn't work out. Came back together. Now you're back together. Did you come back together as like you were the love I've never had? Or was this a comfort thing? Is this a thing where you got back together because, yeah, I've dated around and that one was good. You know, is it good, not great?
Have you ever had an old joke that you find and you're like, this joke was fine. Why did I give up on it? And you start doing it again and you realize it's good.
Yeah.
It's not great.
But it's not great. You're like, oh, here's why.
That's harshly judgmental. I don't know the situation, but that was the first thing I thought.
Well, this is why we're digging into this. She sent in a situation that she's digging into. So it's like, okay, let's unpack the whole thing. Are you in a relationship that's out of, that was created out of laziness? You're long distance. You want the comfort of having someone there for you. And now you're telling me that we're going to start a life together within the next 6 months to a year. What? You're going to go to a new city? Both of your jobs don't matter in your own city? No one has a job. No one has. And it's like, I know I'm sounding like the dad in this situation, but you got to get a little dadly with your shit.
I can provide a counterexample. I just thought of one. My girlfriend and I had been dating for a few months when I recorded my first album.
Okay.
And I had some jokes about her at that point. I had some jokes about there, and they were good and they were working.
Sure.
It was about 2-3 minutes of jokes. And then when I did the album cutting, I cut those jokes out.
Okay.
And she immediately said, so you're not going to mention having a girlfriend on your album.
Hilarious. Yeah.
So you, and she really took it as you don't want the world to know that you have a girlfriend. And you don't want to look back at this and hear about a girl you ended up leaving.
Yeah.
And I said, no, those jokes are going to get better. They're my reason. She didn't understand that at that point. I said,
of course.
And I just did those jokes on Fallon because it took 2 more years to actually get them to where I wanted them to be to put out into the world. But her immediate interpretation was very much like this woman's interpretation.
But the difference between the jokes and the phone plan is like you're planning on doing more with the jokes.
I don't know his plans. And the biggest thing, I think the first thing we should say about this email, ask him why. She hasn't. She's asking us before she's asking him.
Yeah.
You need to ask him. Because I'm just saying there may be an explanation that she's not considering.
That would be way
less foreboding.
For sure. And I think I do think of these things as like buttoning up a shirt. You know, this guy is avoiding buttoning one of the first button on the shirt. This is the first thing that ties them together. Now it's not 6 months to a, 6 months to a year is easy to say to somebody. Yeah, we're going to move in 6 months to a year. We'll both get jobs. Yeah, then you're like, wait a minute. Everyone fucking hates moving. Everyone fucking hates finding jobs. Those are very difficult things to do.
Both leaving their city, by the way. They're going to somewhere in between.
And it's like, okay, well, the easiest thing you could do if you're committed to this is get on the phone plan.
Yes.
Like, as far as, and, you know, the reasons that we're both talking about family plans and, like, you know, people, I used to do a joke about being on my parents' family plan and not wanting to be, and how I was never going to get off.
Yeah.
And
your great grandchildren will be on that
exactly.
plan.
Exactly. We'll all be on the plan. I'll be 80 years old and my parents, you know, you know, they're dead and I'm like, you know, they're still on the plan and they're like, their trust pays the plan, whatever it is. But I would always have someone yell out, well, it's cheaper. And it is. If you go on your own as a one person, it's
Costco
more expensive.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's funny to me to go into, you know, I look at these things where it's like a lot of women have done this to me in the past where they'll take a small thing like this that, well, it's cheaper. And it's a way, and you go, well, and then I would be in the position to go, I'm not ready for that. And then they go, well, if you won't, you can spend $40 versus $50. Why won't you do that? And the hard answer is, you know, then it becomes, I'm not ready to be in a contract situation with you.
Yes.
And that's what it sounds like to me, especially. So I would say to her, this is the first time that you're finding out he might not be ready to enter into contracts with you. I wouldn't be so sure about the 6 months to a year plan. I wouldn't be so sure that everyone's going to be looking for jobs in new cities.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's a little concerning. Here's the question that hasn't been asked yet as well. Even if they did break up, he's still saving money.
Yeah.
So really, what's the,
yeah.
what's the hurdle here?
I know. Well, this is, you know.
It's not that weird.
It's if I were
he's
him.
He's going to Venmo every month?
If I were him, I would have just done it just to like not deal with it.
Right.
But that's how much he's avoiding this commitment.
Yeah.
I think you got to start questioning the move and when that's going to happen more than the phone plan at this point.
So I think our conclusion on this is that's concerning. But you need to ask him and confront him with no ambivalence about this subject. Is that the right word? Whatever.
Yeah. Go jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Matthew Broussard at Monday Punday. We're sponsor people. Love this sponsor. Great time of year for it. Brooklinen. Right now, especially these people moving, the fall's coming up, going back to school, you're going to a new city, you're going to a new job. It's time for new sheets. Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. You spend about a third of your life in the sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? And now that the warm weather is here, maybe it's time to switch up your sheets and duvets to something a little bit breezier, lightweight, and soft. Check out our newest linen collections with a beautiful assortment of colors. Brooklinen's got 35,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. I am a huge Brooklinen fan, and I'll tell you how you do it. You call, you order, you use my promo code, you get that free money. You pop it, it comes with this, I like it, the packaging it comes in. It comes with a little detergent. You throw them in the wash. You wash them. Then you make that bed. And then there is no better feeling than getting into a brand new Brooklinen made bed.
Time for me to get in bed.
That's right.
This has been fun.
It is. There is no better feeling in the world.
It's like you have a whole new room.
It's a whole new room. It's a whole new life. It's a whole new sleep. And also, you've already, let me tell you something about your sheets right now. You've been sweating in them all summer. They're gross. They're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're an animal. You need new sheets. If you've had sheets for longer than a year, get rid of them. Brooklinen's your answer. It's in their name, so you know it's good. Brooklinen's newest linen collection is amazing. I couldn't recommend their products more. For graduates, newlyweds, friends, or family, treating yourself to the bedroom upgrade you deserve, brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer for just my listeners, okay? 10% off. That's 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code JTRAIN at brooklinen.com. That's JTRAIN for 10% off at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident. This is how confident they are in their product. This is like, you know, they're putting themselves out there. They're so confident that their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Are you serious? The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code JTRAIN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever. We are here with Matthew Broussard at Monday Punday. He's coming to Pittsburgh, Long Island, Salt Lake, MondayPunday.com. Let's do another. Yo, JTRAIN, longtime listener, first-time emailer. I'm a 23-year-old dude living in a heavily military-populated town an hour outside of Denver, Colorado. It sounds like Colorado Springs to me.
Fort Collins,
okay.
Cool area, either way.
I mean, everything in that area is beautiful. Like, you can't look away from it.
Cool people, too.
Yeah. I went to a college preparatory high school, but was one of a couple of people in my graduated class that didn't go to college right away. Instead, I went back to work at a manufacturing factory where I built water pumps for 3 years. A year after graduation, I started taking welding classes at a community college at night, and I'm a couple away from getting my associate's. For the past 3 years, I have been an electrician working on commercial cannabis grows and residential remodels. I'm not on the dating apps or social media at all. My question is this: how do I meet more women in person? Do I need to just get with the times and get online? Or is there an alternative that I'm not seeing? Maybe my perception of myself is skewed in that it seems that women my age are not into the career choices that I have made. But the way I see it, I am paving lanes for the future. I make good money and go out from time to time, but I rarely see single women out and about. It seems they are all taken. Any advice would be great. Love the podcast. Consider your nuts feathered. Attached is the pictures of my welding work. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Damn.
Yeah, look at that table.
This dude is sexy.
Yeah.
This is a sexy man. This guy has no idea what he's working with.
This guy is he has no idea how to tell his own story.
Ah, yeah.
The story he told us, there, just what you're thinking, what you're saying is what I was thinking. This guy is a catch. Women are dripping right now. They are sliding off of their chairs.
I do a joke about how I look like the guy who gets left at the altar in a rom-com. Okay. This is the guy she ends up with.
Yes.
I'm the VP of my dad's company. This is the guy with good forearms and some stubble.
Yeah, this is the brawny man.
This is the underdog. You can't date him.
Yeah.
With his steady six-figure salary, but no chance at a
using his
seven-figure salary.
Yeah, this is...
He's going to start his own company or some shit.
Yeah, I think this guy's got a really...
growing area.
This guy's got to be better at telling his story.
Right.
I think that's a big part of this. He writes... I mean, his title is Blue Collar Welder Electrician. Like, you should be more...
He's on the cover of Gen Z romance novels. That's what this dude is.
Here's the thing. In this day and age of people going to college and then getting out of college and having no idea what the fuck to do with themselves because they were in an unreality reality for a bubble of 4 years.
We've all
seen
story,
it. We've heard the story. We've seen it.
An English degree couldn't get me a job?
Yeah. We've heard this before. This guy...
is the future.
He's got a career. He's making money for now... 5 years at this point.
And he's got an artistic streak. He showed us his work.
The work is beautiful. I think first is owning the things that make you a little bit different.
And comedy has definitely taught us that.
Yeah. You have to look at yourself and go, well, here's the positive of this. Mm-hmm. Job. You don't know how many people you get to work with your hands. You get to be outside. You're your own boss. At a certain point, he says he does a lot of these things turn into your own entrepreneurial mm-hmm. thing. That's one. Two, get yourself an Instagram account. And I'll say this because you can only be
so
weird.
Follow.
You got Monday Punday following you. You can only be so weird for women. So
you need referrals.
You need referrals. So you can't be out in the woods electrician guy. Mm-hmm. So I understand what he's saying. I'm not into it. It's okay to not be into it, but you can't have, you have in this day and age, listen, I'm not saying get addicted to Instagram like I am. Yeah. What I'm saying is have some pictures with friends that you can, that you look like, oh, he's a normal guy who does this abnormal way of life.
Yes.
You can't be totally off the radar because women look at that. They go, well, does he have any friends? Can he even relate to the fact that I like being on social media? Mm-hmm. You can't be against social media guy and be electrician, welder, work with my hands, didn't go to college guy. I don't think that's a good combo.
Right, you need a little bit of inherent contrast so people are more surprised. Because if you want a surprising persona, you want someone who, like, oh, they're into this, but they're also into this.
Yes,
you want a little bit of that.
Yeah,
and I would say, and to answer your question, get on the dating apps as well.
I would even say, like, you know, that's a good foot in the water. At least you know who's single, because in a bar setting, you know, you don't know who's a green light, who's a red light, and he's looking at these people going, well, they all seem taken.
Right.
They could be there with friends. You don't know.
Right.
I think,
and people who are, even the single women who are out and about, are on their phones while they're out and about. They're not even there.
Exactly. They're looking to date
they're
people that are...
They're at bars on their phone.
They're at a bar on their phone at another bar that's on their phone looking for other single people.
Somewhere in America, there's a woman on swiping on some dating app next to a guy swiping on the dating app, and they're perfect for each other. And they're sitting one table away, and they'll never meet.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, if I was him, I'll be him at a bar. I mean, so the suggestion is to get an Instagram account, post some pictures with friends, post some picture of your welding and your electrician work. Mm-hmm. Go out with your friends, maybe join a dating app, but go out with buddies so you're not just this loner dude.
Because we don't know what his bro situation is. We don't know what his bros are like.
You don't know what his guys are like. But also, play some music behind this, because if you go up to a girl at a bar and you're like, so we're at a bar, Shelby. Yeah,
so like,
music's playing. I got my Vodka's Cran. And then we're talking, hey, who you here with?
I'm just here with my friends. So, what do you do?
So, what I do, I like to work with my hands.
Oh.
Yeah, I own my own business. I do a lot of welding.
Wow.
I took classes at a community college at night to get my associates, and then put on some porn music. Let's see. And sometimes...
It's so cool that they do all those things. So
yeah.
No, I don't need a lot of those.
So, I'm a welder.
Whoa.
And sometimes while I'm at home, I think of the different tables and art, you know, that I can make with my hands. And it makes me sweat because I'm like, you know, maybe no one will buy this, but at least I love making it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll roll up my sleeves and it's hot.
Oh, your forearms are so big.
Yeah, because, you know, with the welding equipment, these forearms, they get sore. I've just been...
Yeah.
And I live outside of the city and it's just a tough life. I own my home.
Wow.
Yeah. I built it actually myself. And, you know, sometimes I have no student debt at all.
None?
Yeah, because I just chose a different road in life. I wanted to go the welding way, and, you know, and I built my house, and I don't know, and I own the house, and I own my business, but I don't have a college degree. I just, you know, I didn't want to live in a dorm room. It's a good life for some. That's not the type of man I am.
Wow.
Yeah. And sometimes when I'm welding, I think of my dead mother. And I think she would have loved this table. And then I just keep welding on. And I'm not really big on social media, but I do have this Instagram account where I put some of my artwork up there. But that's really my side hustle. What I really like doing is being able to hang a painting on the wall. Have you ever met a guy who could do that?
Never. And my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. But nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Gotta go home to work on my sketches.
Hey, quick question.
Sure.
You do welding. Do you fix pipes? Because My place is flooded.
End scene. Another round of J Train Theater. Yeah, this guy's got to spin the positive. J Train Podcast at gmail.com. J Train Podcast at gmail.com. Here with at Monday Punday, Matthew Broussard. We're also sponsored, people. Woo! Third Love. Third Love. Now, some of you might be thinking, it's weird for a bra company to sponsor the J Train Podcast. I'll say this. Yeah, you'd be wrong. You'd be wrong. This is the perfect sponsor because I understand what it's like to be between sizes. I have a short torso, broad shoulders. To find a t-shirt that fits me well is a needle in a haystack. I try on t-shirts every day looking for the perfect shirt. The beauty, I can understand that if you're sitting there in a bra that doesn't fit well, doesn't feel right, I know, I understand it. I've had that t-shirt problem my whole life. This is why I love Third Love. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. More sizes than most other brands, Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. Convenience, skip the trip. Find your fit with Third Love's online Fit Finder. Order and try on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. You know what I'm talking about with t-shirts. It's tough.
I have the same thing. I have long arms and a pretty skinny waist.
Sure.
So it's, yeah,
I'll take your issue over mine. But
That's a good problem.
But I understand it's tough to find the right fit, especially when you're online shopping. But if you're sitting here tugging at a bra, give Third Love a shot. And Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Okay, that's a deal. That's free money, people. So go to thirdlove.com/JTrain. 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 Now, to find your perfect fitting bra, get 15% off your first purchase. Thirdlove.com/JTrain for 15% off today.
It's not digital. It's a spectrum.
That's it.
That's good. I mean, that's it. I mean, if I had that for t-shirts, I would all my problems would be solved.
That'd be nice.
Thirdlove.com/JTrain. Had a great night with a guy, but we forgot to exchange numbers.
Oh.
This is like a modern day Cinderella.
Cinderella. Her handle is Glass Slipper.
Hoping you can give me some advice. This past weekend, I went out with a few of my girlfriends. We ended up hanging out with a group of people and we went to high school with. I was having a great time getting to know one of the guys who I have a few mutual friends. He offered to drive me home. One thing led to another, and we ended up hooking up that night. After the fact, he told me he was going to be out of town the rest of the weekend. It sounded like he wanted to disappear. And we should hang out. I said that would be fun, and we said goodnight. It wasn't until the next day that I realized in the heat of things, we didn't exchange numbers. I'm not really active on social media, so that's not an option as far as how to get a hold of him. I'm comfortable making a move, and I could ask someone for his number. However, I don't want to force anything. Like I said, we've got quite a few mutual friends. He could easily get my number if he wanted to. It's been a few days, and I was wondering what you would suggest in this situation. I would love to hang out with him again. What do you think?
I am of the belief that in our current era, if you want to find someone,
you can find him.
Yeah. I have pulled some Sherlock Holmes stuff at finding people.
I mean, you wonder if this is his move. I also don't like the idea of letting pride get in the way of you getting an honest answer.
Yes, that's been a theme thus far. I think it applies here as well.
It applies because she writes in the email, well, he could get my number. And it's like, yeah, he could. I'm with you. Like, and I agree with you. Like, he should, you know, someone's listening right now and being like, fuck this guy. He didn't even try.
That's part of my reaction.
And it's like, listen, when a hookup comes easily and then you can get out, it's as clean as it gets. You met on that night. We should hang up sometime.
Yeah,
we should hang out that time. Doesn't have my number. Oh, I guess she doesn't text me. Whatever. Right. It's like, oh, she didn't text me. Now it's this clean situation where you're not a dick, but you're a dick.
Right.
But I also think, you know, a lot of the advice that we give on this podcast to certain people is they'll be like, well, this and this happened. Do they like me? And it's like, well, do you like them?
Yeah.
So this is kind of a perspective change, is what I'm saying.
Yes. Like, and it doesn't matter if they like you in this case.
No.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So it's like, for me, I would go to the friend. I'd be like, hey, and take people at their word. You, and the thing is about the meet one night, hook up that night, I don't think that you've fucked yourself in any way. I think
no.
You can be with someone that way. But I think the thought is that, especially for a guy who might be a lazy guy, he's like, well, that was just one night. I didn't know enough to even want to have more.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a very embarrassing. I went and hung out with Laura our first weekend together. We spent 3 days together. I came to town, ended up sleeping at her place for 3 days.
Okay.
She like canceled work on Monday. We had an amazing romantic
three
days.
This is your first
meet?
Yeah.
Yep. We had like a date the first night, and then we didn't hang out the next night and just didn't part ways for 2 days.
Got it.
And then when I got home, I didn't text her for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because of a lot of reasons. First, part of me was like, my first thought was, we live in different cities. It'll never work out. It was just this magical thing we'll never be able to actually make happen.
Sure.
And I was very depressed for 2 days. I was very sad. I was tired. It was my own insecurity that kind of drove that, that not texting her and not reaching out. And then I reached out and I realized she was as eager to make it work as I was, even though we didn't know how it was going to happen.
Sure.
So there are times when men do behave. Most often men telegraph their intentions, but sometimes they can do convoluted things.
I think also if you're like a single guy who's out there, which this guy obviously is, if he's meeting a group of girls, then offering a ride home and then hooking up, like this guy had a plan, you know, like this guy, which also means that he had a plan with a lot of people.
Yes.
So it's tough to like turn down.
It's not like flying to Austin just to hang out with the girl you've been texting for a month.
Yeah, this is a guy. Your situation is different in the sense that you zoned in, you stay with her for 3 days, you have this great thing, and then you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't text her because I'm out of place, out of mind. This guy, to me, he's probably got a lot of girls going on.
It sounds like that.
And it's like,
he sounds like a smooth operator.
A little bit. So you have to say, hey, I'm one that's like into this. I'm feeling it. You have to let him know. And I know that's like, you know, giving, you know, like, well, fuck this dude if he can't know for him. It's tough when you're single and then you're kind of around a lot of people to turn down the chatter on all the ones that you don't really care about.
Yeah, what's that called? Option fatigue?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Something like that.
Choice fatigue?
Choice paralysis or something.
Choice
like
paralysis.
Yeah.
That sounds
so like,
right, probably.
And it's like for this guy, like, you know, I'll say this. Guys aren't out there really looking to settle down. You know? And it's like the settle down kind of happens to you a lot of cases.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, like I mean, I'm looking back on how I met my girlfriend. I'm not looking to be in a relationship. I'm not looking. It wasn't like
you're
I was out there being
specifically trying to not be in a relationship. You're looking to avoid it.
Yeah. And if you're in, and then she's sitting there going, hey, you know, wake the fuck up. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. This is a good point you've made. You know, so for her, put away the pride because you're now, you know, it's right now you're one of many. You need to show that you are a very specific option that is keen to the idea of meeting more. So get the number, find the number. Hey, how you been? I can't believe we didn't get each other. Don't take offense. Don't go in being angry. This is the way it worked out. Be happy that it could happen again.
Yes. And I hate to be all seize the day on it,
sure,
but if this doesn't work out, don't let it be because you were afraid to put yourself out there.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more email and then we can get a news item or two. We do some news at the end. You've been great. At Monday Punday, Matthew Broussard. Go follow. Go get involved. What do you think? Sexting skills, basic bitch alert, a would you rather, 6-year age gap, Benjamin Button dating app. Any of these speak to you?
All of them do. Those are very catchy titles.
Very catchy.
I am very bad at sexting, so I might be averse to that one.
Okay.
Unless you're great at it.
SOS basic bitch alert. Longtime fan listener here. We got one more email?
One more email.
recent sea turtle activist after going to one of your stand-up shows in a nondescript big city.
I get that.
Keep up the great work. Paper straws are great, but if you have any answers on how to prevent the sogginess after 10 seconds, please hit me up. Anyways, feather, I'll get on with it. I've been living in a nondescript big city for about a year, and the same pattern keeps repeating itself. I use all the classic dating apps, meet some cute guys, start texting, and casually go on one or two dates before they seem to lose interest. I was wondering if you had any advice on how to stand out on dating apps or at the beginning of dating. I'm worried I may come off as too much of a hookup girl because I've been single for about 5 years and haven't really been interested in anything serious until now. Obviously, be yourself is good advice, but I feel like I'm being myself and not standing out from the hundreds of girls that can swipe for on the dating apps. Similar to the last thing.
Yes.
How do you stand up? Is there too humble. Is there any way, other way of meeting people I could try? I think a lot of girls feel the same way, so hopefully this helps them out too. Am I just being too basic and all 23-year-olds are pretty much interchangeable for young guys in the city? I've attached my Instagram for reference and would be honored to have classic Shelby celebrity look-alike. Also, big fan of Shelby. There it is. Shelby, keep up the great work. A big Shelby fan writing in. Now, Shelby is known throughout this country as one of the greatest celebrity look-alike people to be around.
I had a couple good ones the other day in real life.
Oh, you find some. Find them.
He knows what celebrity they look like just by... She's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see her here.
Oh man, my first thought is pump the brakes, because when you said you were single for 5 years, I was like, oh, maybe she's like 32.
No, she's young.
You've been single since you're 18?
Yeah.
Good. You should not be in a relationship between 18 and 23.
Yeah.
Wasting those years.
There she is. She's very cute. I think that's her in the middle. Shelby, that's her dog. Shelby's debating right now. He's come to a conclusion. What do you say? I mean, she's very cute. This is...
I'm kind of thinking like young Lisa Kudrow.
Wow. What a pull. I could see it. Yeah, right here especially. What do you think? What do you think of her issue? Do you think she has... I think she's also got to stop worrying about it. You're 23.
That's it. That's the biggest thing.
Is
go like, find yourself.
Yeah.
Go find... You're not looking for the one. You're looking for you.
Yeah.
23, you got a lot to figure out. And if you meet a guy who you want to be in a relationship, it sounds like she's more eager to be in a relationship than to find the right one.
I agree with that.
Sounds like she's putting the cart before the horse.
I think you're right. And I think the biggest advice to someone like that is owning what you want and then being okay with people not wanting the same thing.
Yes.
So she's like, be yourself. I don't think be yourself.
Find
is
yourself.
Vague. Find yourself and figure
Make
out
yourself.
The things that you have to create taste. So creating taste involves making mistakes along the way. So creating taste means, okay, you go on a date with a guy and you have a great time. And then you say, hey, I would love to go out again. And then they go, well, meet me at Saturday night at 11 o'clock and then we'll drink and then go out and get drunk. And you go for the 11 o'clock and you sleep over and you go, man, this isn't what I wanted at all. I wanted another date. And then the next time you go, all right, I'm not meeting up at 11 o'clock. That's my standard. That's my taste. It is all about being okay with hearing a no.
Yep. And that's hard.
It's hard.
I need to apply that advice to my own life.
Yeah. But
yeah. Don't think it sounds like she thinks she's too far gone.
No. And
the way she worded it made it sound like she's looking for a relationship in multiple guys. It's like if you're meeting multiple guys you think you should be in a relationship with, you need to raise your standards.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
it should be hard to find someone you like.
She's basically saying, I go on two dates and then they won't let me into the club. And it's like, well, why are you applying to their club?
Right.
You have to reverse the perspective.
You're the prize here.
Yeah. And I've said this before. It's becoming, you know, kind of a line on this podcast where it's like, you own the company. You got to be a little bit more CEO and a little bit less going to work for someone else.
Right.
So when you own a company, you fire people. You let people go that don't really do anything for you. The ones that are lacking in professionalism and not adding anything to the company's goals. Mm-hmm. When you're working for someone, you just make sure that you keep getting, you never get fired. And it's like no one should be in relationships to not get fired.
Right.
You know, in this situation, she's like, well, these guys are like, just keep firing me. What can I do to not get fired? Well, why don't you start your own company and start right. firing some people on your own?
Yeah, it feels like she's sending out a resume rather than reading others.
Absolutely. And it's like, listen, the second date, hey, and it's not a be yourself. It's own what, you know, the things that you want and be okay. Not everyone's going to be into it. I think a lot of women, too, there's this thing that they're brought up with where it's like, well, you don't know. He could be the good guy. He could be the guy. Mm-hmm. You don't know. And it's like, no, we know. You know, this is it. He texted you to meet up late night and doesn't want to fuck and doesn't want to go on another date with you.
Yes.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one news story before we go. Matthew Broussard, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
At Monday Punday. Go follow. Go support. Hilarious. MondayPunday.com. All the live dates. Shelby, let's do some news.
Well, you're a big flyer, and this is about dating. We have a new story that combines them both.
I am a big flyer. Mr. Broussard, you're a big flyer just
Southwest.
In the industry. You go Southwest?
Yeah. I don't make what? I don't got your draw, buddy.
What?
Got to be able to cancel those flights.
What about Delta?
You can't cancel them.
You can't cancel them?
You can cancel for free every Southwest flight.
Really?
Yeah.
And where do you fly out of in the city?
LaGuardia mostly.
There's Southwest at LaGuardia?
Oh, yeah. LaGuardia terminal at Southwest is one of my favorite terminals in the country. They just renovated it.
Really?
As a smash burger.
I had no idea. You're getting on the flight not knowing what seat you're in?
Oh, but I got early boarding.
Okay.
Fun.
Seat. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hear it.
A boyfriend and girlfriend got a bit of a tussle on a flight, and she ended up getting kicked off.
A boyfriend and a girlfriend get into a fight, and she gets kicked off.
Yeah.
What was the fight about?
We'd probably hear about this. Somebody might have a story, but we actually have video.
We have. Let's see the video. So they.
That's rare that it happens.
Shut the fuck up!
Oh my God,
yeah,
she
you
is
better believe
swinging.
I'm the fucking nuts, nigga, in front of public. You want to fucking try to look at other women, nigga? No, fuck you. You ain't gonna look at other women, and you ain't gonna tell me you're looking at other women.
He's looking at other women. What are you supposed to do on a flight?
They are not sitting next to each other, are they?
I already know. I'm not going to say nothing if you don't say nothing and try to cause a commotion, because he's a fucking problem.
Oh, my God.
You want to fucking try to fucking say shit to me, nigga? Shut the fuck up.
Not safe for work language.
Not at all.
I hope she's black. Because we can't see her.
We can't see her, so.
If I let him in my bed, I'm not ever going to see you again. I swear to God, don't you ever come to my house, nigga. I'll call the police on you.
Oh, my God.
You. Oh, really?
You're going out of control.
Nigga, I'll work with you right now.
Are they sitting next to each other, Shelby?
They are. You can't see them.
Oh, there. Now she's hitting them.
Sarah, yeah. Sarah,
you're Nick.
Come up with us.
No. Oh, you
going to
come up?
Yeah, man, I'm getting up. Man, get up.
Oh, no.
I'm assaulting you, man. Oh, I'm assaulting you.
Yeah,
I'm
assaulting
you for fucking years.
I didn't know you like that,
I'm assaulting
man.
You.
Oh,
I'm
assaulting
you.
I like that she's going back to her seat now. Oh, she's getting her purse.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
She's accepted her fate.
You want to say I'm assaulting you? Fuck you.
You want to say a yes?
Yeah, we're going to say this.
We all want to say that.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm going over there.
You're
going
to be charged with assault.
Fine, whatever.
She's accepted her fate. Props.
The white dude.
The pilot. That was the pilot.
The pilot. Why does he know? He doesn't know. What is he, the judge, jury, and the executioner?
Excuse me, I dropped out of law school for this.
Yeah, you're going to be charged with assault. What? Why is he even saying anything?
She's got to kind of de-escalate in his own way.
I love that pilot, he has to be, he's everything now. He comes up, you're going to be charged with assault. Yeah, get the fuck out of the way.
A lawyer, will be provided for you if you can't have one.
Yes. I mean, there's no worse place to get in a fight than on a plane.
The length. Yeah, in very, very small aisle space.
Yeah.
I wonder if that fight would have happened at all if she had the window seat and not the middle.
Yeah, I'm that mad when I have the middle.
Oh, buddy.
And
they were not little people, so they must have been.
I like, you know,
compressed.
It's funny that she did a lot of the things that, you know, very female things in the fight. She wouldn't let him out of the seat, so it was forced to him to like barrel over her.
Yeah, and they made him leave first.
And yeah, that was a.
The audience shock when she really starts going down the aisle slapping.
Yeah, the audience shock. It was like a set of Maury. Holy shit.
The link to this will be in the description if you like to see this
if you
tussle.
If you want to see the tussle, you can go to the link. A fight on a plane, though, is one of those fun things because everyone on that flight at the same time just hit pause on their whatever they were listening to.
On the Lego Movie 2.
Yeah, like one earphone back, just like, what's this going to be? And she's like, no, I will yell it for you. You don't even have to wonder.
Yeah, you know angry whispering when you fight with your girlfriend in public? I can't believe you do this to me.
Yeah.
I got to do this right.
Like closed like mouth, like we will talk about it.
There's like subtitles on this.
Yeah, this doesn't need it. Yeah, like, wow. Well, thank you for bringing the news, Shelby.
Thanks for having me.
I like that she also like got up.
Yeah, she knew she was like, we are not flying anywhere today. we are going straight back to Smashburger in the Southwest Terminal. We're going to have a good talk about this. Matthew Broussard, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.
At Monday Punday. Go follow, go support. Fantastic comics. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I am Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Keep sending them in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. And I'm coming to Chicago, Cleveland, and Toronto and Detroit for you up. Come on out. Get those tickies, baby. And then I'm going to be coming to Sacramento. So if you're in those areas, come on out. JaredFreed.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.